I'm a fan of Doonesbury. How could I not be? I work in public radio, after all. But recently, the strip had an especially smart and funny series spoofing the press conference speech patterns of Donald Rumsfeld, how the Secretary of Defense turns reporters' questions into his own rhetorical questions, which he re-asks himself and then answers. Like, am I thrilled our troops in Iraq are publicly disparaging of me? Of course not. The punchline in the series was a soldier in Iraq learning about the combat death of a fellow American. And then, in his response, parodying Rumsfeld, he says, would I characterize that as sucking? Heavens, yes. To me, that was about as perfect a piece of comedy as I hoped to encounter in a newspaper. One of the reasons I liked it so much is that it derived its humor from subtle deconstructions of language. But a few of the newspaper editors who run Doonesbury took it upon themselves to bowdlerize the strip, changing the word sucking to a series of dashes, or in another case, to the euphemism stinking. Americans used to be famously plain-spoken, but we've gotten into a bad habit of always defaulting to euphemism, replacing any word that somebody might find disagreeable with a word that upsets nobody. Always resorting to euphemism is a bad habit, a way of infantilizing the culture by artificially sweetening the language. Euphemisms are lies, maybe white lies, nice lies, polite lies, but still not the honest truth. In other words, the impulse to euphemize amounts to a kind of infectious Orwellian newspeak, censorship light, and becomes so entrenched so quickly that we almost don't realize the language is being switched on us in a million tiny ways. Like the other day in the grocery store, I was trying to buy a package of bittersweet chocolate. But I discovered that Hershey's doesn't sell bittersweet chocolate these days. They now call it mildly sweet chocolate. The word bittersweet has apparently been deemed too harsh. And euphemism starts to rule us in large ways as well, so that instead of using perfectly good, clear words like invasion or coup d'etat, we invent the clinical, weaselly phrase regime change. And instead of putting on a production of Victor Hugo's Hunchback of Notre Dame, we change the name to The Bell Ringer of Notre Dame so as not to offend people who suffer from scoliosis. I once asked a record executive I know why his industry lumped together every genre of predominantly African-American music, hip-hop, R&B, gospel, soul, together as, quote, urban music. What are we supposed to do, he said, call it black music? Why not, I asked. Well, he pointed out smugly, the biggest audience for hip-hop consists of white suburban kids. Right, I answered, so why do you call it urban music? This is one of the big problems of euphemism. By striving to avoid offense, it just fuzzes up the language and leaches out almost all meaning, which I would characterize as sucking. This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.